You're listening to the Grizz Podcast. It's gonna be raw, it's gonna be real, and it's gonna be relevant. We're here to guide, encourage, and equip you to live the manly life that God is calling you to live. It's time for you to step up and man up. That's what God expects, and that's what this jacked up world desperately needs. Now here's our host, itinerant speaker, Jason George.
At various times lately, my heart has been troubled and my mind flooded with negative thoughts about God, my marriage, my family, my ministry, my finances, my future. One of my mentors told me yesterday that when I get like this, my eyes are not on Jesus. I believe he's right. When Peter was walking on water, he began sinking when he took his eyes off of Jesus. That's exactly how I have felt the last 2 weeks. Like I'm sinking. Like I'm going to drown. God feels non-existent. My prayers feel like I'm merely talking to the wind. I have nothing to inspire and motivate others with because I myself feel so uninspired and unmotivated. I'm unclear about my future. I need to make more money for my family, with one daughter in college and my son soon to be in college. I want to help them so they don't begin their careers with a boatload of debt. I also need to be putting money away for the future, as I don't want to be any kind of a burden to my 3 children. On top of all of that, I just don't like much of who I am. Like never before, I see layers of pride and selfishness that burden me, grieve me, disgust me. It swallows up my joy, my peace, my strength. It makes me want to throw in the towel with ministry. Who am I to help anyone with their junk when I have so much junk of my own? I've seen God free me from porn addiction and from debilitating anxiety and depression. I'm steadily seeing him heal me of the worst trial of my life, this horrible affliction of Lyme disease. But I'm drowning. There are still so many more quote-unquote issues and struggles and doubts and fears. I keep looking at the greener grass on the other side of the fence. But I have to get control of my thoughts and tell myself that the greener grass over there, it's full of landmines. Faith is a fight. That's why Paul told Timothy to fight the good fight of faith. Man, do I get that now. Faith is not a feeling. Feelings have wings, and they quickly land, and then they fly away. Real faith is a decision of the will. When all your feelings scream for you to go your own way, rather than God's way. I'm drowning. At least it feels that way. And my mentor says it's because my eyes are not on Jesus. And I believe he's right. Spot on. Again. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand throne of God. Consider him who endured from sinners such hostility against himself, so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted. In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood. Hebrews 12, 1 through 4. So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. Romans 10, 17. But godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into the world, and we cannot take anything out of the world. But if we have food and clothing, with these we will be content. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation, into a snare, into many senseless and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evils. It is through this craving that some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many pains. But as for you, O man of God, flee these things. Pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, steadfastness, gentleness. Fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called and about which you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. 1 Timothy 6, 6 through 12. The great prince of preachers, Charles Spurgeon, said this: "Let no man who looks for ease of mind and seeks the quietness of life enter the ministry. If he does so, he will flee from it in disgust." Spurgeon also said this: "The Lord gets his best soldiers out of the highlands of affliction." One of my heroes, Navy SEAL Marcus Luttrell, said, "No matter how much it hurts, how dark it gets, or how hard you fall, you are never out of the fight." The Navy SEAL Creed says this: "I will never quit. My nation expects me to be physically harder, mentally stronger than all of my enemies. If knocked down, I will get back up every time. I will draw on every remaining ounce of strength to protect my teammates and to accomplish our mission. I am never out of the fight." I don't know what you're going through, but I'm sharing with you what I'm going through. Listen to me. Doubt and fear kill more dreams and goals than failure ever will. Face your fears, and you will steadily overcome them. Keep your eyes on the Master through this storm, and you will walk on water. That's what I'm trying to do myself. Keep my eyes on the Master through the storm and walk on water. Because that is Grizzin. Hey guys, I want to encourage you to sign up for Covenant Eyes Internet Accountability and Filtering. I've been a member of Covenant Eyes for well over 10 years, and it has helped me in my own fight for personal purity big time. As a man, you need to protect yourself and your family online. With a family account, Each family member can have their own username, which can track all of that specific user's internet activity on their computer, smartphone, or other internet devices. For extra protection, you can add the Covenant Eyes filter at no extra cost. You can also install Covenant Eyes on all your devices, and there's no extra charge. Each week, you will receive a detailed email report of each user's internet activity. To personally guard myself, I have two of my friends receive a detailed email report of all of my internet activity that comes from my iPhone and my MacBook computer. If I uninstall or reinstall Covenant Eyes, they get notified of that as well. Just knowing that my two friends will see everywhere I go online, dude, that right there, it's been a game changer. I need it, and I won't go back to life without it. Guys, I've got a deal for you. You can sign up for Covenant Eyes and get the first 30 days completely free by just using the promo code GRIZZIN. That's right, GRIZZIN. GRIZZIN. After your 30 days are up, there's a small monthly fee. For individuals and couples, it's just $10.99 per month. For a family, it's just $14.99 per month. Most of you pay around that for your monthly subscription to Netflix. Guys, this is way more valuable than Netflix. So go to CovenantEyes.com and sign up today. And don't forget to use the promo code GRIZZIN for 30 days free. Now let's get back to the show.
Yeah.
I just wanted to share some recent feedback that I got from some of the listeners to the Grizz podcast on my Brothers from Other Mothers. And this first one comes from a listener who goes by the name Sam. And this is what he says. I'm pulling it up right now here on my computer. He says, "Hello, Jason. Thank you so much for your personal purity battle plan. I noticed that you said it is a one day at a time battle. What has helped me in my life is being in this moment of decision. Moments strung along become an hour. Hours become a day. Days become a week. Weeks become a month. Months become a year. Years become decades. Decades become a lifetime. It begins and ends with a moment. I learned this as a diabetic. I have over 35 different ailments that I deal with on a daily basis. And my father has taught me to be present in this moment, from the next moment until our permanent life promotion. Heaven is none of my business yet. My father told me not to borrow problems from the future. So I celebrate my father in this moment of victory until the next celebration." Thank you, Sam. Man, that's some good stuff, dude. That's encouraging. That's uplifting. That is inspiring and motivating, bro. Keep fighting the fight of faith. That's what the Grizz is trying to do as well. Let's see. This next email that I got, I'm going to leave anonymous, comes from one of our listeners. He says, "I always look forward to your podcast, and I devour each episode like the red meat that it is. I am not the reviewer that thought the podcast needed more gospel in the purity / recovery episodes, but I wonder if what he wanted was more emphasis on the gospel's continual transforming work in our lives. I've been a Christian some 20 years, and I'm just starting to learn that the gospel transforms my desires. It erases my shame, and it makes me valuable in God's eyes. The gospel is not a one and done event in the past, but a journey of relationship and growth. I'm sure you agree with all of that. So I'm preaching to the choir. Sorry. Also, if you want, you could talk on the podcast about the difference the gospel makes in the midst of a relapse." Then he goes on, he also says, "With LGBTQ resources, I don't have a lot to offer here, but I've heard good things about the Jackie Hill Perry book. and I want to read it sometime. Two of the people that have influenced my thoughts and understanding of the LGBTQ people from a Christian perspective are Rosaria Butterfield and Bridget Eileen. Her Twitter handle is at Traveling Nun. I especially recommend Rosaria and some of her lectures. My first exposure to her was this interview, and he provides the link, which I'll provide in the show notes here on the Grizz podcast. And then he goes on, a bit more on my journey. He says, I have been so blessed by getting into an accountability group. I've been part of it 9 months. It has given me structure, accountability that I've been needing. I definitely haven't been perfect in my recovery, but I've been doing better the last 9 months than I was the previous 15 years. I am getting incessant sexual sin out of my life, and it has allowed me to see other areas that I need to grow in and work on. Yours is one of the three podcasts that I use in recovery. The other two are Porn Free Radio with Matt Dobschutz and Beyond the Battle. Blessings to you and yours. Keep fighting and don't be afraid to take time to care for yourself and your family. And I am going to leave him anonymous because that's what he's asked for. And I will always respect that. But man, you know who you are. Thank you so much for that encouraging feedback, advice with the podcast, resources, all of that. I have ordered Jackie Hill Perry's book, which is entitled Gay Girl, Good God. And I plan to read that. I gave that book recently to a high school young lady who is a lesbian and just really struggling with that and faith in Christ and following Christ. So I need to read that myself. But I knew to recommend it because I had seen and listened to Jackie Hill Perry, one of her talks on YouTube, and it was phenomenal. And it was, you know, I get a good sense when people are real and they're not just full of BS. And, that's because I grew up around a lot of BS, and that's because, I am pretty good at BS myself, and so I could just tell there was some genuine, real authenticity coming through in her message. It was powerful. It was very gospel-based, biblical, solid doctrine. I was just like, wow. So I'm going to get her book, and then the book that you mentioned about or by Rosaria Butterfield, I did read that one last year. That's a great book, powerful. And I'm not familiar with Bridget Eileen, but I'll check that out. So I forget the name of Rosaria Butterfield's book. Let's see. Let me look that up real quick here on the internet for you guys. Rosaria Butterfield book. Gosh, I can't think of the name. Okay, here it is. The Secret Thoughts of an Unlikely Convert, an English professor's journey into the Christian faith. And it was a really good book, man. She is just really solid in so many ways now with her faith, doctrine, and just real Christianity, what it really looks like instead of some of this just this crap that we see a lot of times here in America that is so far from New Testament, biblical Christianity. But she was heavily involved in the gay community, was a leader in the gay community, and God really did a work in her heart. She still loves those in the gay community, has friendships with those in the gay community. Another great book that I found that's a good resource with homosexuality is Kevin DeYoung's book, What Does the Bible Really Teach About Homosexuality? That's the title of the book. What Does the Bible Really Teach About homosexuality. That book is not a big one, but it's a good one for a resource if you're dealing with that kind of stuff yourself as a man, or if you are trying to help someone else. Another one that I have is entitled, Is God Anti-Gay? And that is by Sam Alberry. I have that one as well. Those are really good resources. You know, I'm hoping soon to do some talks on homosexuality and what God has to say, and also how we need to approach that issue, and also those in that community and those in that lifestyle, because I really believe that the way that we saw a lot of quote-unquote Christian leaders deal with that subject and talk about and talk to or talk at the gay community back in the 80s and 90s, it just was not Christ-like at all. And so I'm all about having a strong conviction of what we believe and why we believe it. I don't want to ever approve any kind of sexual sin, and homosexual sin is just one type of sexual sin. Let's make that clear. I don't want to approve any, but I want to be accepting of all of those who are involved in that or are struggling to get out of that, that need help. So that is not something that I really picked up on or felt during the 80s and the 90s, as I was just a young, naive follower of Christ. And I remember even going to a gay rights march in D.C. with some friends and having signs and protesting it, and how dare you, you know, march on our nation's capital. You've turned, you know, this nation into Sodom and Gomorrah, blah, blah, blah. And you know what, man, I just, that, you know, live and learn. Do I think that that's the best approach? No. Not with where we're at right now in America. And it's not the way we're really going to impact and reach people. They don't want to listen to that. I mean, you're not going to argue, debate, or protest anybody into the kingdom of God. And that's really like the goal, the mission. I want to see people added to the kingdom of God, because this world is temporary. It is fleeting. The sand in the hourglass is falling quickly. I am becoming more and more aware of that in my own life. And as I look at just the world, time is passing. And today, I am one day closer than I was yesterday to physical death and passing from this life into the next. And tomorrow, I'll be one day more closer. And so will you. And so will those who are in major sexual sin, who are held captives to those chains, that darkness. And God has sent us to be emissaries, man, ambassadors, lights, like he has sent out, like these Coast Guard rescue boats out into the freaking hurricane. And we are not there to carry signs and to point at people and to judge people and to say, look at you, you're drowning and you're getting what you deserve. Look at you and your sexual sin. Look at me. I'm so much better than you. I'm in the rescue boat now. Ha ha. I'm in God's Coast Guard. Are you freaking kidding? Dude, if we got to, we take the Coast Guard boat out there, and if we got to jump in that water after them and hold them and keep their head above water to show them, I love you. I'm willing to risk my life, my comfort, my my personal gain or whatever you want to call it, to just show you that I care about you and I want to reach you. You know, they may push away from us, say, I don't want your rescue. I think I'm just fine in the middle of this hurricane treading water. There's nothing I can do about that. I'm just called to go out and to try to rescue. That's what you're called to do if you're a follower of Christ. We're not called to judge those who are lost, depraved, sinking, drowning sinners that are on their way to a Christless, godless, loveless, merciless, graceless hell, eternal torment. We're not called to judge them. We're called to rescue them. We're called to be as Christ was. Remember John 3, 16 and 17. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but will have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. So Christ comes into this sinful world with sinful people, not to judge them or condemn them, but to save them. And that's what we have got to do. And I'm bringing this all up based on that last email that I got from a listener. And he was just talking about, you know, resources with the gay community and all of that. And I just get kind of worked up about some of that. Like, God has really changed my view, my heart for that community. Again, just because I don't approve of sexual sin, and again, that's only one type of sexual sin, I don't approve of any sexual sin. Fornication, adultery, polygamy, orgies, whatever you want to call it, pornography, masturbating to pornography. I don't approve of any of it because God doesn't approve of it. But I accept and love those who are bound in those chains, those dark chains, that dark pit. I accept them and I want to reach them and help them. And I want to do that very humbly. I don't think I'm the shizzle. Okay, I know what God has rescued me from, and I also know that those old sinful desires, they still wage war inside of me. They wage war in me. They want to pull me back. And every day, I feel, you know, that war inside, the Romans 7 war, and I have to constantly, just take a lot of preventative steps, keep a lot of things in place in my life to guard me from going back to those things. Because it's that was something that just, I've said this before, it was my medication. It was how I sedated myself or got myself high or relaxed myself, brought myself down from major anxiety, and it was very unhealthy. It messed me up more, ultimately, just like an addiction to heroin or cocaine. You know, there's definitely some instant gratification and relief, but it causes serious damage, man. So I say all that because, like, as I try to reach others that are bound and chained in those things, and as you try to do it, man, we got to remain humble. Like I said, we are not the shizzle, okay? Jesus is the shizzle, faux shizzle, okay? Anyway, you know what that made me think of is I was watching the American Music Awards the other night with my wife, and I ended up turning it off because I just couldn't take all of what I was seeing. It was just getting on my nerves. And I'm going to sound like so old right now, you know, but I'm just like, what is going on today with music? I mean, what I don't even get some of it. And some of it to me, I just like, that doesn't even sound good. Like that, I don't even see the artistry in some of it. I'm watching this one act that came on the American Music Awards, and it's Cardi B, and then there's this dude, Bad Bunny. I'm like, seriously? Like, that's your name? You know, like Bad Bunny? What the frick are you doing, man? I'm like, you can't think of something better? And I think it was Bad Bunny. There were two rappers with Cardi B, but I think Bad Bunny, he got pushed out in a grocery cart. That's how he came out, and he did the first part of his rap, that's what he called it, from the grocery cart. And then he got out of the grocery cart, and he thought the grocery cart was cool. You could tell he just thought like that was his ride, dude, the grocery cart. And I'm just like, dude, what is happening, man? With music, especially rap today, I just hardly ever hear any rap music that compares with old school rap, dude. I mean, I am still a fan of Run DMC. Here we go. It's tricky to rock around, to rock around. That's right, on time is tricky. Eric B and Rakim.
F-F-E-C-T, a smooth operator operating correctly. But back to the problem, I got a habit.
LL Cool J. EPMD, you got to share. UTFO, jeez, who else, man? Curtis Blow, Grandmaster Flash. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. I mean, I go back to the origins of hip hop and rap. Like, I just think that that's the godfathers in the game and the godmothers, you know what I'm saying? Because there were some women that were just bringing it. That's the good stuff right there, man. I don't know. I probably sound old. I'm biased. You know, that was it. And I like a lot of the stuff that the Beastie Boys were pumping out. I'm careful which Beastie Boys songs I listen to now, because I know that a lot of their stuff, especially off License to Ill album, full of perversion. So I know, and I'm careful. That's why even on the podcast, sometimes I grab some of their beats and use those. I run to a lot of Beastie Boys instrumental. I do the same with AC/DC. I use a lot of their instrumental tracks because I love it. But I'm careful with the lyrics, because I don't need that in my mind anymore. It's already been pumped in my mind. It's memorized. But I don't want to feed it, because, as I've said before, what we feed grows, and what we starve dies. So, hey, thanks for tuning in and listening to the Grizz Podcast for this episode, episode 39. What you heard right off at the beginning was just me sharing a couple pages out of my personal journal. I journal a lot. I recommend that you do that as a man. It helps me. It's therapy, man. I don't have the money or the time to go sit on a couch with a professional counselor every week and just pour out. But I do journal a lot, and I need to get things out of my head and get them onto paper. It helps me to process, and I just felt like I just wanted to share it with you guys. Like, I don't want to come across every week like, everything's great, man. I'm on fire for God, and I'm going to help you be on fire for God. Man, I'm just like you guys. Many times it is a roller coaster ride, man. There are mountaintops, and there are definitely valleys that are hard and they're dark. But I am learning in those times to keep my eyes on Jesus and be in prayer. Pray without ceasing during those times. Just constantly pouring out my heart, my soul to God. Even if sometimes my prayer is just Jesus, help me. I'm serious. Like, that is one of the most deepest, powerful, sincere prayers. I'm not going to bring in a bunch of theological words. I just recite that in my spirit constantly. Jesus, help me. Help me. Help my unbelief. I believe. Jesus, help my unbelief. Help me through the valley. Help me through the struggle. Help me through the fog, the pain, the doubts, the fears. Life is often hard, man. It beats you around. The enemy is real, and he definitely comes at me, and he wants me to throw in that towel big time. But one day at a time, man, I'm still fighting today, and by God's grace, I'll be fighting tomorrow as well. So I hope that this episode really encourages you guys. Sincerely, thank you so much for taking time to listen to the Grizz podcast. I appreciate you guys. You're one of the big reasons I do this, to help you guys, and always want to just keep it real, man. Keep it raw, real, and relevant. And with that, I just want to close out. No pressure ever, but you know, this podcast, what I'm doing here, it is given away completely free at no charge to you. However, I do want to say that this is an outreach of the nonprofit ministry that I founded back in 2010, and I oversee with a board of directors called Narrow Trail Ministries. If this podcast is a blessing to you, if it is helping you as a man, as a Christian man, in any way to be a better man, then just prayerfully consider being a blessing back by making a one-time financial donation or setting up a recurring donation, which you can do through our website. Even if it's like, hey man, I give $10 a month to the Grizz podcast because it blesses me, I want to bless it back. That's huge, man, and it is greatly appreciated. I can assure you, nobody is getting rich off the Grizz podcast, but it does help because when I record these episodes, it just the preparation, the recording, the editing, the posting, the promoting it online, all that kind of stuff, it pretty much eats up at least one full day, sometimes more. And so I take that day away from, if I'm doing my speaking ministry, I take it away from that. And I also take it away from, a lot of you know, if you listen to the podcast, I have a small home improvement business, kind of like handyman stuff. And I won't go work that day because I'll focus on the podcast. So that's it. If you want to make any kind of a donation, you could do that at narrowtrail.com/give. And there are three different accounts. It'll drop down. There's our general fund, and there is the Grizz podcast, and there's another fund called the Grizz Tribe Fund. So you could choose one of those if you want to give to it. It's greatly appreciated, man. And that's it. All right, I'm going to shut up because I'm just rambling. Anyway, I feel like doing something different on today's episode. I think I'm going to end everything out with one of my favorite Lecrae songs. It is Walking on Water, which goes with this episode, man. When I feel like I'm drowning, I've gotten my eyes off of Jesus. Dude, I got to get them right back on the master so that I can walk on water. Here we go.
Drop! Jump back, yeah.
phone home. I'll be long gone. See your hard times. Hello, joy, love, peace, and a sound mind.
I bet you'll never see me with my head hung low. I bet you'll never see me with my hands up low. I bet you won't get hold me back no more. Ain't no looking back, letting anything go. When I see a problem, when it gets tough, I don't give up, man, I ain't giving up. It's no turning back, man, I'ma stay strong. It's time to go hard, or it's time to go home. So I'm walking on water, hey. So I'm walking on water, hey. So I'm walking on water, hey. So I'm walking on water, hey, hey.
I spit the word anytime you hear your boy flowing. So please plagiarize me, take my word for it. Hey, I'm Lecrae, but you can call me Crayola. Not because I'm in the kitchen whipping up the soda, but because I'm here to paint a vivid picture for ya. I know the truth's hitting by the way I picture for ya. You're fighting for attention, I got the Ritalin, I got the hope, boy, I'm the middleman. Let me show you my supply, yeah, you need to know him. He got me walking on the water when the wind's blowing, and when the storm's brewing, and when the tide's high, that's when I lean into the truth that I abide by.
There's no coffee left. Noah!